Welcome to Renew Devotionals. I'm Grace Thweet, the author of this devotional series, Cover to Cover. In this series, we're exploring the unified story of Scripture as we work our way through every book of the Bible. This is part 5, where we're covering the Old Testament minor prophet books. These books tell the story of how God's prophets confronted Israel and their sin, but also provided hope and a promised Messiah. Through these books, we are enlightened to Christ's power inside of us that enables us to live holy and faithfully to God. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Hosea. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Hosea chapter 11, verses 8 through 9.
How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I surrender you, O Israel? How can I make you like Adma? How can I treat you like Zeboam? My heart is turned over within me. All my compassions are kindled.
In the Christian life, knowing God relationally takes precedence over behavioral change. When we love God, we begin to want Him more than other things, and that begins the process of altering our behavior. Theologian Michael Reeves describes the Christian life centered on God's love this way. What is the human problem? Is it merely that we have strayed from a moral code? Or salvation? Is it merely that we are brought back as law-abiding citizens? Or is it something better? That we are brought back as beloved children? What is the Christian life about? Mere behavior? Or something deeper? Enjoying God. If we don't keep the relational love of God at the heart of our spiritual walk, we're not going to get anywhere. We find a story that opens our eyes to encounter and receive God's love in the book of Hosea. Hosea is an Israelite man called to speak on God's behalf to the people of Israel. His calling comes at a particularly dark point in their history before Israel's fall in captivity, when they're deeply entrenched in their sin. And Hosea is tasked with delivering the message of God's response to Israel's stubborn unfaithfulness. God declares that there is no knowledge of Him in the land. Although the people claim to know God, their actions are evidence that they do not. God says that Israel's worship has become hypocritical. While the Israelites go through the motions of worshiping God, at the same time they are bowing their hearts to idols and breaking God's commandments. Their lives are full of moral and social injustice. To create a picture of His relationship with Israel, God calls Hosea to marry a prostitute named Gomer. Gomer continues to be unfaithful to Hosea after they are married. Hosea's experience with Gomer provides a lesson for Israel. Like Hosea, God is a loving husband, and like the prostitute, Israel is the unfaithful wife. But God is faithful to His people despite their behavior, and so He calls Hosea to mirror His forgiveness. Despite his wife's unfaithfulness, Hosea pursues her. He pays off any debt she has incurred, and he continues to commit his unconditional love to her. You know, I think a lot of times we might take God's forgiveness for granted. But think about how we feel whenever we're hurt or betrayed. God is not unaffected by Israel's unfaithfulness. In the same way a spouse grieves over the unfaithfulness of their partner, God's heart aches over the broken relationship with His people. Really take that in, because the more we realize the gravity of our sin, the more we see the magnitude of God's love. Despite the greatness of our sin, in the end, God's compassion and mercy triumph. In Hosea, God says to Israel, How can I give you up? I will betroth you to me forever. God's heart is bound to his bride, and he cannot bring himself to abandon his people, even though they have abandoned him. Time and time again, God continues to pursue his people. His love is relentless. Hosea urges his people to return to the Lord in repentance so that they might experience his healing. But God knows their repentance won't last. At the end of the book, God delivers hope for his people's chronic unfaithfulness. I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, God says. Ultimately, for God's people to experience this healing, Jesus had to take on the punishment that their unfaithfulness merited. He paid our debt when he sacrificed his life, and then he rose from the dead on the third day. Hosea had prophesied in chapter 6, verses 1 through 2, God will raise us up on the third day that we may live before him. Do you hear the parallel? Those in Jesus are united to him so that his resurrection from the dead becomes their resurrection. Jesus' resurrection power brings believers new life and healing in their relationship with God. The Bible says that Christians are the bride of Christ, and the unconditional love of God displayed in the book of Hosea is promised to follow us all the days of our life. This relationship of love is what fuels a lifetime of faithfulness. In his book, Rest and War, Ben Stewart says this: before we attempt to fight, we need to know the one who first fought for us. Indeed, the best fighters are those who know that they have been fought for. Ben points out the reality that kids who don't have parents or role models that love them well are more likely to quit on themselves in life. He says, we need someone to choose us, sacrifice for us, fight for us. When we see this happen, it not only fills our hearts with love, it invites us to do the same. It's the same with us and our Heavenly Father. When we're secure in God's unconditional love for us, we're equipped to live a fruitful life. So take a moment now to reflect on your current perception of God. Have you lost awareness of his great love for you? Maybe you've slipped into viewing God as someone you must appease or perform for. Or maybe you've minimized your sin and taken his forgiveness for granted. Spend a few moments in prayer processing this with God. Ask him to open your eyes and heart to the greatness of his love for you. As you listen to the song coming up, worship God for the magnitude of his love and desire to live in a relationship with you.
You whisper in the madness, you call my name. At the sound of your voice, all chaos fades. Almighty voice of God, I'm listening. There's power in your word, I can't help but see.
Steadfast God.